who's that?
It's Dave. How are you?
I'm good, Dave, yeah.
You're all right.
Hello, mate.
Is that Park?
Yeah, how you doing? You all right?
Yeah, good, mate. Not too bad.
Good. Well, thanks for coming to join us.
So where are you based? Are you in London or outside?
Yeah, I am. I've been staying with a mate of mine during lockdown who just lives just up the road from me. I'm around Ladbroke Grove way. He's up in Queen's Park. But he's got a very nice and very large house with a swimming pool and a gym.
Yeah, lovely.
So it seemed like a nice place to sort of hunker down for the duration. So
you've been on holiday basically then?
I have basically been on an extended holiday. I've been keeping in touch with a few of the people, Bulsey and Steve Paskin and Sue Higgs, you know, sort of just testing the temperature and seeing how everybody is. And I mean, obviously for me, I work slightly differently now as of the last few years from, you know, people like Sue and Steve who are still in big agencies. That's why I thought it might be interesting to sort of get a slightly different perspective on this thing.
So how do your weeks go before this happened? Would you be working at home quite a lot anyway? Or
yeah, when things are busy, Dave, I generally work from home, you know, when it's a case of sort of really sitting down and focusing and generating ideas and things like that. And then, you know, I'll whiz into town for meetings, for, you know, if I've got to do a recording or, you know, all the usual reasons that we pop into Soho. But yeah, so in that sense, for me, lockdown hasn't been that different because I work from home anyway. The only difference is I haven't been quite as busy, really. You know, and the sort of whizzing in and out of Soho and hooking up with people like Lee Golding and Steve Paskin, all those kind of people, which we do regularly, just so that everybody keeps in touch. That's obviously all stopped. And I miss that, yeah, for sure.
Does there feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel, Si?
Yeah, you know what? The client that I am working for mostly at the moment is a sports brand. It's a Swiss brand called On. They make like really nice running shoes and running apparel. And they, you know, they give me fantastic projects. And obviously for them, they got hit pretty hard because nearly all the sporting events that their athletes were about to take part in were cancelled. You know, the Olympics being the main one. That obviously immediately rang alarm bells for me because if the Olympics don't happen, then all the content that they were going to create around the Olympics doesn't happen either. Cool. But luckily, I'd taken a brief just before there was any sort of sniff of the pandemic for two of their athletes who are ultra trail runners. These are people that go up and run like races up to 100 kilometers long up in the mountains. And these two are a couple as well. There's a girl called Katie and a guy called Jermaine. So I pitched an idea for some events that they were going to take part in. And of course, all the events got cancelled. They were taking part in these huge mass participation races up in the Alps. And I was asked to create a piece of content around that. But luckily, the athletes were kind of flexible and so was the client. So they kind of asked me to come up with something else that they could do. So what they're now about to do in a couple of weeks' time is just the two of them are going to ascend and descend the Matterhorn, then run between the Matterhorn and Mont Blanc, which is a sort of 25-hour run over mountain terrain, and then ascend and descend Mont Blanc. And it works better for the idea that I pitched them anyway, which is tell the story through the lens of a fable or a fairy tale where the mountains are giants. And they're these two young lovers that are setting out on this quest to try and conquer these giants. And actually, it works way better for me that now it's just the two of them and the landscape. That's still an ongoing project. And that has kept me reasonably busy through the lockdown thing, getting production companies to, we're doing it in animation. So Studio AKA are actually the company that we're going with. But yeah, there's been the usual sort of process of treatments and talking to these two athletes who are in a log cabin somewhere on a mountainside and the client who's in Switzerland. But yeah, in terms of light at the end of the tunnel, it will be for me, certainly with this client, it will be that a lot of sporting events start to happen again. And with that, there'll be more briefs coming my way.
Yeah. Did you say they're called On or Om? I don't know that. Brand.
On, as in O-N.
I don't know them.
Have a look. They're a really lovely brand. Very technical clothing, all quite high-end. You know, they're really respected by runners. And just around sort of January time, I think it was, Roger Federer got on board with them, him being Swiss as well.
Yeah.
I think he chucked in a large sum of money and has now become a partner in the business with a view to him being, I know he's not a runner, but him being a kind of a active lifestyle ambassador going forward. So it is a really exciting brand to work for. And the client, my connection with it came through Matt Bills. Hungry Man have done this really great piece where On have sponsored the refugee athletics team that entered the 2016 Olympics. First time a team had entered the Olympics, you know, under the flag of no nation sort of thing. And Hungry Man have made this 3-year piece following this refugee team. And through that, I got in with the clients. And yeah, they're really cool. It's not advertising as such. It's sort of branded content, really.
Yeah.
And the main client is a guy called Feliciano, who's a Panamanian guy. And he's just a very cool guy. And he gets it, you know.
Cool.
So it's high-end work, really. It's lovely.
So are you doing any stuff for Rosemary's Water? I really like that work.
The Rosemary Water brand is a funny one. I mean, I'm still in touch with the client. I spoke to him yesterday, actually, to see how things were going. His sales have all gone online, which is a shame because he was in, over the first couple of years where we launched the brand, we'd ended up with it in all the right places, you know, Harvey Nicks and Harrods and Selfridges Food Halls and then Dalesford Nurseries, all those kind of places, which was always the intention to make it very much a high-end lifestyle health drink brand.
I really like that poster, the Rosemary Secret one.
Yeah, that campaign was lovely because it trod that lovely balance between sitting perfectly well in sort of magazines like Vogue, effectively looking for all intents and purposes like a fashion product, but still sort of putting across a kind of a health benefit.
So do you miss anything about being attached to an agency or going into an agency every day?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I miss the people, obviously. I've listened to a lot of these broadcasts and that's kind of what everybody says about lockdown, but I was missing that anyway. At Grey, Niels had put together such a fantastic little team of mavericks and crazies and people like that. And, you know, it was a really special time, but it ran its course. You know, Niels left and Vicky took over and it sort of went into a different phase. I mean, a lot of the younger creative guys, there was just a real buzz around the place. And I miss that, I must say, yeah.
What have we got next, Dave?
You've got your brand new spanking question, pile.
Yeah, there we go.
It's fresh, never been opened. Box fresh.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
We're not doing the toilet roll question, though, are we?
No,
that's
gone.
That was the old days.
That's old hat, that. Yeah.
So the next one is, next pandemic, you're allowed to have one album.
Oh, yeah.
One album in the next pandemic. That's the only album you're allowed to
listen to.
And one DVD.
Right, okay. Gone old school, DVD, eh? Well, the album would be London Calling by The Clash.
Right.
No problem answering that one. The movie? Blimey, that's tough, isn't it? Just watch one movie over and over again. I don't know, maybe Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I think, probably. You know, really? Puts a smile on the face.
Quirky choice. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And London Calling. What a couple of fellows.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an odd combo, but yeah, that's where I'd go.
Yeah.
It's a good combo there.
Yeah.
I'm guessing nobody has picked that combo moving forward.
Why DVD though, Paul? Why not?
Well, the thing is, why
come
not?
On, Paul, get with the program. It's streaming.
There's no internet in this new lockdown, though.
No. The thing is, I just think everyone's streaming. So let's go back to just having a CD and a DVD or an LP Let's just go back to old school. Because the thing is, with the streaming, you can wander, you can sort of venture away from that one thing.
Yes.
If I just give you that one DVD and that
The hard copy is a different thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's funny, actually, because my daughter, who's 21, and she's just finished a degree in music performance production, and she's trying to get into the music industry, and she's interested in sync, in, you know, music and picture. And she, you know, so she kind of goes on the internet and she's looking at movies and making judgments on how well the music is working with the story and the picture. And that's what things like Netflix and all those things allow you to do, is to kind of go down little cul-de-sacs and wormholes, and then that'll take you to somewhere else. And I think that's kind of the joy of it, isn't it? The way that, you know, one thing leads to another, and then we end up in a place that we wouldn't have dreamt we'd end up in the first place. So, yeah, I see what you're saying with that, Parv, like just one... I don't know, it's a tough one though, isn't it? One movie.
You've done it though. You've answered.
Done it. We've got you, that you can't change it now, Simon.
No, I'm not changing
it. Bang Bang is now taken.
I think I base that choice just on, like, there's loads that happens in that film, isn't it? There's lots of different worlds they enter, you know, the castle scene and the food fight and all those things. It feels like there's a lot going on in there. You don't just stay in one world throughout the film.
Yeah.
Well, we might get another Clash when we ask this question.
Okay.
Let's get another Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
We're not likely to get any more Dick Van Dyke films, I'm guessing. So, Simon, when was the last time you handed over any hard cash to someone in the shop?
Oh, blimey. I haven't done since before lockdown, really. I'll be honest with you guys. I feel like I've hardly been spending any money throughout all this. There's nothing to say. Apart from your groceries, we're not going to pubs, we're not going to restaurants, we're not going to cinema, theatre, galleries. I suppose that's one little benefit of it, that you keep looking at your bank account and going, well, I mean, it's just not going down.
You know what's really funny about this whole cash and card thing is we've gone full circle. Do you remember walking into a shop and asking whether they took card?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And now we walk in and ask them if they take cash.
Or thinking, what's their limit? And now there's no limit. You can get seemingly a bag of sweets for on your card now. You've got no limit, have you?
Okay, mate. Have you been drinking more or less alcohol since lockdown?
You know, I reckon I would say a little bit less probably due to not being able to go to a pub. A couple of beers possibly of an evening, maybe a glass of wine with dinner, but no. I don't know about you, just recently we did one socially distanced gathering in a garden with about six mates and had a few beers that day. But other than that, no, I've been pretty good actually. I've been doing loads of exercise, which is a really boring thing to say on this podcast, but I've probably got fitter than I've been in years during this lockdown. We're running, swimming, cycling, gym, all that sort of stuff. So, I haven't been hitting the beers too much.
So have you seen any animals out there on your runs?
Animals?
Well, due to this less pollution, cleaner skies, fresh air, less people are out, so the animals are sort of encroaching back in the city is the rumour anyway.
I went out the other day, and it's going to sound like I'm boasting now. I went out the other day for a run, and I ended up running a half marathon just because I had time and there was not much else to do. But I ran along the canal, which is always a good run because there's no roads to cross, etc., etc. I didn't see any dolphins in the Grand Union Canal, I have to be honest.
Really?
I was hoping.
The reason we ask is a few people actually come out and said they've seen squirrels and badgers, and there's turf wars going on.
Big turf wars with the animals coming out of hiding.
Funnily enough, I ran through, London Zoo, obviously, as you run up along the Regent's Canal heading towards Camden, and you don't see a hell of a lot from when you're on the canal bed. But I was thinking what they done with all the animals during this. Presumably, they still have to go in and feed them. I wonder if the animals miss the people,
When was the last time you wore trousers that didn't have an elasticated waist?
That's a really good question. Do you know what, though? I really try not to wear any kind of, well, they call it loungewear, so that's not my game at all. I'm a bit of an old mod, really. I still try and get up and put a pair of trousers in. I'm sitting here now, I've got a nice pair of cords and a lovely pair of para boot shoes. I'm quite smart. Yeah, it's my game, mate. I can't be mucking around in.
I think you're the first one.
Right, everybody
people
else
are saying probably January. Someone said 2005, I think, the other day.
Actually, Dermot, Dave, wears a suit every day.
Oh, Dermot, yeah. Even when he doesn't go out, he's in a suit. All around the house, yeah.
That's because, he's Irish, right? And the Irish guys used to even wear a suit to work on a building site for the day, didn't they? Which I used to love that. Back in the day, like back in the sort of 60s, you see any pictures of building sites, all the Irish guys would turn up in a suit. I mean, it's probably because that's all they had sort of thing,
Interesting.
Yeah. So are you guys both sitting there in sort of silk smoking jacket?
And absolutely,
monogrammed velvet.
I'll pass the tyre that we especially dressed up. So I'm going to skip the sourdough question, because if you're in someone else's house, I doubt if you're mooching about making sourdough.
No, none of that. No.
So let's skip that.
I did a bit of van driving during the lockdown as well. So my friend who I'm living with, Nick, he's got about 24 pubs and bars around London. That's his business. So he's obviously been really, really hit by this. I suppose probably 3-4 weeks into it, we kind of started talking about what we could do. And so what I helped him do was to flip 7 of the pubs into kind of indoor farmers markets.
Right, bit of that going on. Yeah,
and there was a lot of stock in terms of beer, kegs full of, they do like meat, fish. You can go and fill up a thing of draft beer, etc., etc. And
well, I was driving get rid up, of, presumably.
Say again?
Presumably you had to get rid of some of the beer.
Yes, there was cellars full of kegs of beer in the pubs that he wasn't going to reopen. The ones up in the West End and stuff, there was no point because there's no one around up there. So I was sort of having to go into the cellar of these pubs and bring up 20, 30 kegs of beer and then take them to the pubs that were reopening as delis. And kegs of beer are really heavy and they're not meant to come out of the cellar full. They go down.
Yeah, that's right.
They go down through the hatch full and land on the little mattress thing. But by the time someone's got to carry them upstairs, they're empty. But that was quite hard work, actually. It was good fun, though, just doing something completely different, basically being a kind of a van driver for a couple of weeks.
Last question, Si.
Yeah, go on.
Can you name something that you've seen advert, good, bad, and lockdown?
I'll be honest with you, the stuff that's actually on the TV, pretty dire now, isn't it? All the kind of you know, Zoom adverts and things like that. Yeah. But in terms of, you know, really good creative, I have to sort of big up Niels Leonard and Lucy and Natalie over at Uncommon, really. I think it seems like almost everything that they're doing is really good. And for me, it's the best stuff I've seen, you know, the candles, stuff, and just generally, I think they've smashed it from day one, really, those guys.
Excellent. I'm gonna
big up Mr. Leonard here.
Cool.
That's a good answer. Brilliant.
Excellent. All right. Well, great to talk to you, Simon.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thanks for your time.
Sweet.
All right. Thanks again. That's great. Thanks, Simon.
Cheers, guys. Cheers, Dave. Cheers, Bob.
Cheers, mate. Bye.